The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله the prophet of mankind the peace of our hearts and mind the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said the one on day of judgment the closest to me will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me in this world subhanallah sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah sallallahu ala muhammad nurin min nurillah Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to another exciting and beautiful episode of our lovely series, An Array of Dawn. We were discussing some hidden diseases in the past episodes. We discussed about ghibat, about backbiting, as well as yesterday we were discussing about hasad and jealousy, how to cure it, what's the cause of hasad, how devastating, how troublesome this disease is. And today we will be discussing another harmful disease for the human body, internal disease and hidden disease. And indeed, this is also a disease which almost every person has, every society, every community, and everyone living, is mostly, especially those people who have some status, who have a rank, who are respected. And, they have some sort of martaba and status. They are victim to this bad and harmful disease. And what is this disease? It is called takabbur, which is pride and arrogance. Allahu Akbar. Today we will be learning about this harmful disease. What are the harms of it? What the Holy Quran says about, the people who have pride, the people who have arrogance. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say about arrogance? As well as we learn some beautiful incidents from the predecessors, our pious predecessors, and their words of wisdom. What did they say about takabbur? How bad is this sin and how evil it is, how devastating it is for your heart and for your life. Allahu Akbar. So we will be discussing this beautiful topic in order for us to save ourselves from these harmful diseases, from these bad and hidden diseases. We need to know what are these diseases. If we know what is hasad, then we will be able to save ourselves from hasad. If we know what is backbiting, we will be able to save ourselves. Similarly, if we know what is takabbur, what is this pride, what is this arrogance, then we will be able to protect ourselves and protect those around us as well. So inshallah, we will be discussing this exciting topic. But before that, let us take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we will be discussing our exciting topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jaane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. Kabhi to apna bhi لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی
جب درِ نبی پر ہم
کی حاضری ہوگی جب در نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب در نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بات کیا ہے باد صبا اتنی کیوں معطل ہے بات کیا ہے باد صبا اتنی کیوں معطل ہے سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب در نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ جتنے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب در نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب در نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us death with Iman in the beautiful city of Medina. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Very beautiful incident that Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states. A king once prepared a ride in order to travel somewhere. So he called for some clothes. And, you know, his servants, his people brought different clothes for him. But he didn't like those clothes. So he said, no, bring for me some other clothes. So they brought for him different set of clothes. And when those clothes came, he didn't like them as well. And, you know, for several times he did this, that I want different clothes, I want different clothes, I want different clothes. Eventually, in the end, he liked a certain pair of clothes and he said, okay, I'll wear this today. Then he said, bring my conveyance, bring my mode of transport. And different modes of transport was brought in his court. And he did the same thing. He said, no, I don't want this. For example, this horse, I don't want. This camel, I don't want. This, I don't want. This, I don't want. And he kept on refusing, refusing, refusing. And more modes of transport was brought. He kept on refusing until eventually, after showing lots of, thinking that, you know, he is very special or something. In the end, he said, okay, I'll choose this mode of transport. And he chose the best transport from all of those transports. And what happened? Shaitan came and blew into his nose. And because of that, it caused him to now have pride. And he started having takabur and arrogance. Now, I'm wearing the best of clothes. After so much difficulty, I chose the best clothes. And after so much difficulty, I chose the best mode of transport. Now, he started having pride and arrogance. And what happened that while he was riding on his conveyance, the people were there, you know, his people, he's a king. So his people were there, but he did not even dare to look down at his people. And he carried on moving on his mode of transport. So while he was moving, an individual came to him, a person came. And this person's clothes were old and torn. So he greeted the king with salam. And the king did not reply. Obviously, I mean, the king is filled with arrogance. Why must he reply to a person whose clothes are torn? Why must he reply to a person, you know, who's wearing worn out clothes and old clothes? So he didn't even look at him. And so when the king did not reply to this person's salam, this person seized the reins of the king's mode of transport. Whatever it was a horse or camel, whatever it is, this person held the reins of that animal. And when the king saw this, he said, leave the reins. You have shown great disrespect to me. Are you disrespecting me? I am your king and you are holding the reins of my animal. So this person said that, listen here, I need you. I have something for you. I need you. I have some work from you. So the king said that, have patience until I dismount my conveyance, until I come down from my ride. And then I'll listen to you and then you can say whatever you want to say. So this man said, no, I want to speak now. Now you must listen to me. So he then pulled the rein again with force the second time. Then the king said, speak. What do you want? What do you want from me? What do you require? What is your need? So this person said, it's a secret. So when the king heard this, the king lowered his head to this person. This person whose clothes was torn. And when the king's ears went closer to this person's mouth, the person whispered and he said, listen, I am Malikul Maut alayhi salam, the angel of death. Allah, 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 Allah. When the king heard this, his color started changing. His body started shaking. No, he's like, his whole world changed. The angel of death is here and he's telling me that he's here to seize my soul. Allah, Allah. So the king started shaking and he said, give me some time, let me go home, let me complete some of my necessary tasks and let me at least make salam to my family members and, you know, greet them in a good manner. So Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, the angel of death, said, no, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never see your wealth and you will never see your family members again. Then this angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, Malikul Maut, the angel of death, took the king's soul. And the king fell like a piece of wood. Allahu Akbar. How many lessons do we derive from this incident. The first lesson which we get is that pride, arrogance, takabbur, this comes from shaitan. Allah, Allah, Allah. Then we also learn that the one who has pride, the one who has arrogance, he considers himself to be superior and he looks down upon the others. He doesn't even care about the others. The only person he is worried about is his personality, his zat and himself. Allahu Akbar. Another point we learn from this incident is the one who has takabbur, the one who has pride, he feels it, you know, he feels ashamed to reply to the salam of someone. I mean, he won't make salam first, and he also doesn't want to reply to the salam of any person. Yes, if it's some wealthy person, some rich person, some person who has a high rank and high status, then he'll reply to his salam. But if some normal person, some common person, ordinary person will come who he thinks is more inferior, and that person comes and makes salam, and he doesn't like to reply to the salam to that person, let alone making salam first. That is not even imaginable from this person. Yeah. I mean, you can't even expect it that this person who has the takabbur and pride will make salam first. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another point we learn from this incident, the one who has takabbur, pride and arrogance, who thinks that, you know, he is superior, he walks with his chest out and everything, they actually fear death. And they fear leaving this world. The moment they hear about death, their body starts shaking. The moment they hear about death, you know, they start trembling. Why? Because there they know that we are not superior. There we cannot do anything. We are helpless. That's why the moment they hear about death, they start shaking and their body starts trembling. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, we learn that once a person is afflicted with pride, with takabbur, with arrogance, the only thing which matters to him, the only thing he is worried about is the worldly matters. How much wealth he has, what a big house he has, what a big car he has, how many luxuries he's living is, what best clothes he is wearing, what best mode of transport he is using. That's his only concern. The world and the things of the world. Not even for a moment his heart goes towards the hereafter. Not even for a moment his heart is inclined towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he doesn't even want to go towards the matters of deen. His only focus is this world and the matters of this world. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, the one who has takabbur and pride, he does not receive even the smallest amount of respite at the time of his death. Immediately when his time comes, then his soul is taken away from him. Allah. And likewise, we learn that the one who is filled with takabbur, pride and arrogance, he doesn't even get the opportunity of making tawbah at the time of his death. As was the situation with this king. I mean, this king pleaded, let me go home, let me make salam to my family members, let me, you know, at least sort out some of my important matters, my important tasks. But Malikul Maut alayhi salam refused and said, no, by Allah, you are not going to see your family, your wealth, your possessions, nothing. And that moment, he took out his soul and he removed his soul. So this is how harmful and bad this disease is. If anyone is afflicted by this disease of takabbur, of pride, then he should make tawbah and he should repent sincerely in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. We are discussing pride, but what is pride? What is takabbur? What is arrogance? And for the definition, let us go in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the court of the pious predecessors. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a beautiful hadith. He says, Al-kibru batarul haqi wa ghamtun nas. That is, pride is to oppose the truth and look down upon people. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Imam Raghib Asfahani alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has mentioned, pride is for a person to consider himself superior to others. Allama Abdul Ghani Nablusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, pride is to feel joy after considering yourself to be superior, greater and better than others. Allah, this is the definition of takabbur, of pride. Another Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-Qawi has mentioned three types of pride. He says, number one, that pride which is shown towards Allah Almighty, like the pride of Shaitan, like the pride which Namrud had, like the pride which Fir'aun had, or any individual who claims that, you know, he is God, he is Lord, and he turns his face away from the bondsmen and the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of hatred, means he is going directly against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is claiming that he is more superior, there is no God, there is no Lord, I am more superior, I am the greatest, as Namrud said and Fir'aun said, you know, and how Shaitan also showed pride, you know, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first category and the first type of takabbur. The second type, Imam Ghazali says, that type of pride which is shown towards the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the kuffar of Makkah did, and they said, we shall not obey a human like you. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not send an angel or a leader in order to guide us? You are an orphan. So ma'adallah, they mocked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They joked regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were teasing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to send a messenger, why didn't he send, you know, one of the leaders of the tribes? Why didn't he send an angel? Why didn't he send, you know, someone special? Ma'azallah. And this was their way of mocking. So this was the pride which they showed towards the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the second form of pride which Imam Ghazali mentioned. And the third pride, he said, it is that pride which is displayed towards common people. For example, you know, looking at somebody, what the sight of inferiority, that he is lower than me, I am more superior than him. Likewise, not accepting the truth and considering oneself to be more superior, more greater, and more better than others. These are the three types of takabbur and pride. And the first two types means showing pride which is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pride which is shown towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These two types of pride are kufr, and they are disbelief immediately a person leaves the fold of Islam. The third type of pride, where a person feels that, you know, he is superior, he is better than others, and doesn't want to accept the truth, this type of pride is not kufr. It won't be disbelief. It won't take a person out of the fold of Islam, but no doubt it is a major sin and a grave sin, and you will get lots of guna and sin from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Quran speaks about pride and takabbur and the people who have pride, and how the Holy Quran speaks about this. Let's listen to beautiful ayat. It is mentioned in Surah A'raf, verse 146. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, سَأَصْرِفُ عَنْ آيَاتِيَ الَّذِينَ يَتَكَبَّرُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And I shall turn those people away from my verses who undeservedly wish greatness for themselves on the earth. Imam Baghawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions this under this beautiful verse. He says, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has mentioned, the meaning of this ayat is that those people who show pride towards my slaves and oppose my close servants, means the awliya, the saints, then I will turn them away from accepting and confirming my signs so that they do not bring faith in me. The punishment for their animosity is that they are deprived of guidance. Allahu Akbar. This was one of the reasons why the kuffar of Makkah, the disbelievers of Makkah, were not able to see the truth. Everything was in front of them. I mean, the Quran was there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in front of them. They even made didar of the blessed face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But still they did not accept the haqq. Why? Because they had pride and arrogance. That if we are going to accept what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, then they thought that, you know, people are going to consider us as inferior. People are going to start looking down upon us. How are we going? What face are we going to show to our tribe members? So out of that pride and arrogance, they refused to believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the level of foolishness and the level of, you know, how idiotic they were. That just because of their pride and their takabbur, they rejected Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessed signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in part 14, Surah Nahl, verse number 23. Allah Ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Allah, Allah, Allah. Indeed, He does not like the arrogant. Allah Ta'ala does not love, He does not like those who have takabur, those who have arrogance. Likewise, in Surah Sa'd, verse number 76, it is mentioned, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينَ. And these are the words of Shaytan, the words of the cursed Shaytan, where he said, you made me from fire and you have created him from clay. It means you have made Adam alayhi salam from clay. Imam Nasafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions under this verse, he says that Allah Almighty said to the angels that I will create Hazrat Adam alayhi salam from soil. And when I complete his creation and cast a special soul into him, and I grant him life, then all of y'all must make sajda and y'all must fall in prostration to Adam alayhi salam. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the creation of Adam alayhi salam and all the angels prostrated and they made sajda with the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time Iblis, Shaitan, did not make sajda. But rather, you know, he started becoming pride and he displayed arrogance and takabbur. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Iblis, what is preventing you from making sajda to Adam alayhi salam? Ma mana'aka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu bi yaday? Astakbarta am kunta min al-aalin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him that what's the reason that what prevented you from making sajda to Adam alayhi salam, that and this Adam alayhi salam I have created with my own power. Are you displaying pride? Are you showing arrogance? Or are you from that group whose way it is to show pride? Then Iblis gave the answer and Shaitan replied, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ I am better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِّنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِّنْ طِينَ You have created me from fire and you have made him from clay, from soil. In other words, Shaitan was trying to say that even if he was made from fire, even then I wouldn't make sajda to him, then he would be equal to me. But here he is created from sand and he considered sand to be inferior. And he said, if I will not make sajda to the one who is equal to me, how do you expect me to make sajda to the one who is inferior to me and the one who is lower to me? Allah, Allah, Allah. So he displayed this type of takabbur and pride in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the outcome? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, leave paradise, for indeed you are reviled of account on account of your rebelliousness, disobedience and pride. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ Indeed, my curse is upon you until the day of judgment, and after the day of judgment, there is my curse as well as various punishments. Then Allah Almighty altered his appearance. He was previously good looking, but was then given a hideous and dark appearance, and his noor was also taken away. Allah. Do you know? Iblis was Mu'allimul Malakut. He was the teacher of the angels. I mean, he had a very high rank and he was very respected. And it is mentioned that the amount of sajdas he did in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if his sajdas had to be spread on this earth, there would be not even a single place which would be left untouched with the sajda of Shaitan. That is how much sajda he did in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The teacher of the angels, if someone is the teacher of the angels, you know, this is enough to show what is his rank and status, how much knowledge he has. But everything was destroyed. Everything was destroyed just because he displayed takabbur and he disrespected a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately everything finished. You know, he was the teacher of the angels, that was finished. He made so much ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was destroyed. He was good looking, that was destroyed. He had a high rank, high personality, that was destroyed. Everything finished within a moment. And what was the outcome? Allah ta'ala said, you are cursed until Qiyamat, my la'nat and my curse is upon you. So this harmful disease, takabbur, it was the cause of Shaitan being rejected from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who have this disease in them, we learned the definition of takabbur, we heard what the Quran says about takabbur. I mean, those people whose hearts are filled with this filthy and disgusting disease of takabbur, of pride, of arrogance, where people consider and think that yes, we are better than others, we are the most superior ones, we are the greater than others. Why do you all have this kind of thinking? This is such a thing which destroyed shaitan. It is going to destroy you as well. It is going to damage your heart as well. It is going to damage your life as well. Sufiyai Kiram say that a person should ponder on his creation. They say he is created from dirt, from a dirty drop of water. Human beings are created. Everyone knows what's the human cycle, how a human being comes to life. So he is created from a dirty drop of water. And then Sufiyai Kiram say that his entire life, he carries dirt in his stomach. In your stomach, we have stool, we have urine. These are all dirt. I mean, when we pass the stool and we pass the urine, at that time, we don't like staying in that position. Whatever comes out of our body, it has a smell, it is dirty, it is filthy, it is not clean. So you are carrying dirt in your stomach. And then they say when a person dies, he also goes back to dirt. Means he is put inside dirt. When a person dies with his coffin, where do you put him? You put him in the grave with all the sand and the soil covering him. That is dirt. So Sufiyai Kiram say his beginning is dirt. His entire life he carries dirt in his stomach. When he dies, he is also going to go in dirt. Then why does a person have takabbur and pride? What arrogance does he have when everything of him is dirty? Allahu Akbar. Once a king went to a saint, a pious saint, and the king said, Hazrat, give me some advice. So the saint asked him that, tell me something. If you are stuck in a jungle or in a forest and you are extremely thirsty, you are so thirsty that you know it's as if there are thorns on your tongue. You don't have anything to drink. You are extremely thirsty, and if you don't drink anything, you are going to die. He says, at that time, I come to you with a glass of water. And I say, listen, I'll give you this glass of water to quench your thirst, to save your life. But in return, give me half of your kingdom. Half of your kingdom. Whatever is in your kingdom, give me half. Not only of your house, your palace. Whatever is in your kingdom, I want half of it. Are you going to give it to me? So the king thought for a while. Then he said, yes. I mean, if I don't give it to you, I don't drink that water, I'm going to die. I have no option. So yes, to save my life, to drink that water, the one glass of water, I'll give you half of my kingdom. That saint said, okay. He said, let's say, after you drink that glass of water, a situation happens where you need to pass urine, but you can't pass the urine. I mean, something happens in your body where it's not functioning properly, it's not working, and you can't pass the urine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save each one of us. But it is a very painful situation, a very difficult situation. So the saint asked him that, let's say you can't pass urine, and I say, I'm the only one who can help you pass your urine, then what are you going to do? But in return, I want the other half of your kingdom. So I'm the only one who can help you pass your urine to relieve you of your difficulty, your pain, your suffering. In exchange, I want the other half of your kingdom. Are you going to give it to me? So the king thought for a while. And then he said that, yes, I mean, the pain is unbearable. I'll die out of pain. So I have no option. Yes, I'll give you the other half of my kingdom in order for you to help me to pass my urine. And the saint heard this, he smiled and he said, listen, your entire kingdom is worth one glass of water and a few drops of urine. Then what is the reason that you are showing pride and so much takabbur, and why do you have so much arrogance? Allahu Akbar. This was the advice which the saint gave this king. Look, what a beautiful piece of advice it is. That your entire kingdom is worth just a glass of water and a few drops of urine. And even that is much. Your entire kingdom is worth nothing. Nothing at all. Because remember, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The kingdom of the skies, the kingdom of the heavens, the kingdom of the earth, every kingdom, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the owner of everything. He is Malik. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. He is, for him is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are you showing takabbur? Why are you having pride? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you something. He gave you rank, He gave you status, He gave you martaba, He gave you something, He made you respected. It is His fadl karam. You must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should show shukr and you know, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing sajda and by making dua, not by making by displaying takabbur and showing arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, in a moment, in a split second, He can take everything away from you just as how He gave it to you. Because everything belongs to Him. So if nothing is yours, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why are you showing takabbur? A person doesn't even have anything, then he shows takabbur. That means that person is a fool. Because he is considering himself superior over that thing which he does not even possess and he doesn't even have at all. Allahu Akbar. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions regarding takabbur, regarding pride, regarding arrogance, listen and take some heed from these blessed ahadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, should I not tell you about the worst of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's slaves? The worst of Allah ta'ala's slaves. Then he said, he who is bad-mannered and arrogant. This is the worst person of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, on the day of judgment, those who are arrogant will be raised like ants in human form. Disgrace will cover them from every direction. They will be taken towards the prison of hellfire, of Jahannam, where the fire will be cast over them, and they will be made to drink tīnatul khabal. That means the pus of the people of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned on the day of judgment, those who are arrogant will be raised in the form of ants, and people will trample upon them because they will have no significance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no doubt there is a valley in Jahannam called Habhab. Allah Almighty decreed that all those who are arrogant will reside within it. O Bilal, do not be from those who are made to reside within it. In last hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the one whose heart contains a mustard seeds amount, meaning a very small amount of arrogance, he will not enter paradise. Allah. Allama Mullah Ali Qari explains this hadith and he says the meaning of not entering paradise is that nobody will enter paradise whilst harboring arrogance, whilst having takabbur and arrogance. Rather, after being cleansed by means of being punished or with the grace and the pardon of Allah Almighty, then he will enter paradise. But nobody is going to enter paradise with takabbur and with pride. Allah. How bad is this disease? How destructful and, you know, what a bad disease is this? Every person should repent and try his level best to remove this disease. Whatever bounty you have, remember, it is from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always thank Him, always express gratitude and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take a short break here, listen to some beautiful Madani pools, and inshallah, as soon as we return, we will discuss more on this beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, at the onset of Friday, the angels register the names of each individual who comes through the gates of the masjid. They record the names in chronological order. The early comer is the one who gives sadaqah of a camel in the path of Allah. The next comer is like the one who gives a cow. And the next one who comes in through the door is like the donor of a sheep. The next one is like the donor of a hen. Then the next one is like the donor of an egg. And when the imam sits to deliver the sermon, the angels close the book of deeds and come to listen to the sermon. The renowned commentator of Holy Quran, Hakimul Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, some scholars have said that the angels stay at the doors of the masjid from dawn, whereas some are of the opinion that they stay from sunrise. The stronger opinion, however, is that they come and stay when the sun begins to decline from its zenith, because it is at the instant when the timing of Jumu'ah Salah begins. The foregoing narration also clearly indicates that those angels know the names of every comer. It is noteworthy that if 100 people enter through the gates of the mosque at the same time, that they would write down the names of all of these 100 individuals and regard them as first comer. My respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should always try to hasten towards Jumu'ah Salah and try to prepare for it well in advance and attend it before the call to sermon is called. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. We were discussing this beautiful topic and this beautiful discussion regarding takabbur and pride and arrogance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this takabbur and arrogance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to always be humble and adopt this quality of humbleness in us. Indeed, this humbleness has been praised by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, adopt humbleness as Allah Almighty loves those who remain humble and dislikes those who are arrogant. Allahu Akbar. How can a person adopt humbleness? A person can adopt humbleness when he starts removing and taking away all those qualities which cause takabbur and which are the signs of arrogance. Some of them are: a person likes, a person who has takabbur, who has arrogance, he likes that, you know, people should respect him. People should stand up for him wherever he goes. People should make salam first to him. He won't like to make salam to somebody first. He would like that, you know, he must be given protocol. If he is walking, people should walk behind him or with him. And so these are some signs which show that a person has takabbur, a person has pride. He likes that people must discuss his superiority. He wants people must show how great he is. So automatically, when you start realizing all these signs of takabbur and these signs of arrogance, and you start getting rid of them, then you will start becoming humble. A person who has arrogance doesn't want to make salam first. So you go and make salam first, it will start making you humble. A person who has arrogance wants that he must be given protocol, he must be considered superior. You change that and say, nobody must give you protocol, nobody must consider you superior, you will start becoming humble. A person who has arrogance, he desires that when he is walking, people should walk with him or behind him, you know, to show that he has a high rank. You don't do that. You walk with the people, you make people walk in front of you. That will automatically put humbleness in your heart. So whatever is the sign of takabbur and pride and arrogance, whatever you feel that these are the signs which are showing that I am displaying takabbur, do the opposite of that. Automatically you will start adopting humbleness in your life. Sahaba Kiram say that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk and he used to hear the sound of footsteps behind him, and Sahaba Kiram walking behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stop and he would wait for the Sahaba Kiram to come. And when few Sahaba Kiram would go in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he would walk with the Sahaba Kiram. Allah, Allah. This is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I'm speaking about. I'm not speaking about any common person, the best of creation, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at his level of simplicity and his level of humbleness, that he doesn't like people should walk behind him and he must be given all this protocol, he must be considered very great. No, he always remained humble. And remember, the great people are those people who are always humble. Those people who have something, those people who have knowledge, those people who are really high in status, they are always humble, they are always down to earth. And those people who stand erect with their chest out, with their shoulders out, and they want to walk as if they own this earth, those are the people who are foolish and they are ignorant. Allah Allah. There are still lots of things which need to be discussed in this topic. Some beautiful incidents, but unfortunately time is not permitting us. The lesson which I want everyone to take with you all today is that inshallah azawajal, today we will all make the intention that if everyone knows his heart situation, if anyone has this disease of takabbur and pride in their hearts, in their bodies, in their lives, then today we are going to repent sincerely from it. And in future, inshallah, we are never ever going to bring this thinking in our mind and hearts that we are superior and everyone else is inferior. No, we will always remain humble. We will always remain down to earth. And we will always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever bounty He has granted us. He has granted us wealth. There is no need to become pride, to have pride. We are going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has granted us luxuries. There is no need to become proud. We are going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever He has granted us, He has granted us knowledge. Even then, we are not going to show pride and display arrogance. We are going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, the moment we start adopting these qualities, we will start seeing our lives will start changing and our society, the people around us, will also start changing. We will start becoming better human beings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned. Remain happy, be happy. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in your hearts, the hearts of your beloveds, because this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the base of your iman and the base of everything. Subhanallah. We hope to see you soon. Remain positive, be positive, think positive, stay positive. Till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.